Ilarian Larry Merkuliev is an Aleut educator and has traveled the world working with indigenous people. He's written a book called Wisdom Keeper that chronicles the stories of his people of the Pribilof Islands and messages from Native elders in Alaska and from other countries. It also highlights the science and technology of his seagoing people, known more commonly as Larry. He says even his name, Ilarian, was part of colonization and the imposed religion that Native people had to deal with.
You were given a choice to join the church, in which case you'll be treated like a civilized human being, or you choose not to and then get treated badly. And so most people joined the church. And to join the church, you had to take a Russian name. That's something that most people don't know.
Your book has chapters dealing with slavery and genocide, education, both in the academic sense and articulations about what instructions elders give. How did you decide how to map all of this out? It's a lot of history. How did you go about that?
I didn't. I mean, I just sat down and would write, and that's the way it was. And I just would write what I felt each day and didn't have a roadmap at all. And that's probably why it took me 20 years to do it.
The title Wisdom Keeper, I was curious about that. Wisdom's value is in being shared. So how do you both stay clear about retaining the wisdom of the past, which is so important, but making those lessons relevant for younger people today and go about sharing it?
Well, I'm living the legacy of my name, my traditional name, Kuyuk, which I was given by the last Kuyuk that was left alive at the time, and I was 4 years old, and he gave me that name, and so we called each other Kuyuk. Kuyuk means a bridge or a messenger from ancient times into modern, and now I'm living the legacy of my name. So it's quite interesting the way that, I tell the story in the books about how this evolved for me. And so it's really about the wisdom of the elders through the lens of my life.
You wrote and just mentioned also that after 20 years of writing a lot of these stories, that it was finally time to tell them. Why is now the time?
There are a couple reasons that I wrote it. One is that my friends kept telling me, you've got to write these stories down. And finally, I decided to do that. The second thing is that I work with elders from all over the world, and they are speaking with an urgency that I haven't ever heard them talk, and they want their messages to get out, and any way that we can. I mean, normally, we don't single ourselves out, like writing a book, for example, with my picture on it and a Wisdom Keeper. I mean, this title was picked up or made up by the publisher. It wasn't what I had recommended. The urgency that they speak of is about this time that we have to change our consciousness. And that consciousness is mind-centered as a center of intelligence. When in a traditional viewpoint, in all indigenous peoples, it's the entire makeup of the body that that we use. We use all of our senses. We use our gut feel, our heart sense, intuition. All of these things are operating, but they are stopped from being their full aspect of what they are because we're so focused on the mind. And so the elders say we must drop out of the head and go into the heart.
The Unungan people's history is incredibly rich in a technological perspective. They are and have been for generations, highly skilled seagoing people and the builders of vessels for the sea. How did you write about that in your book?
Yeah, that's very true. The kayak, the Smithsonian and London University were trying to figure out what's the best high seas kayak in the world, because they were funding an expedition that would go by kayak. And they discovered that, lo and behold, Dunungen had the best high seas kayak in the world. And we traveled to South America, the South Pacific, across to all parts of Russia and to Point Barrow. And these are things that even today anthropologists won't acknowledge, that we have these stories about our people going very far south.
Ilarion Merkuliev grew up on St. Paul Island. His new book is called Wisdom Keeper. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.